Kerry, I always worry about you, sweetheart. You know that.
And I worry about you too, sister mine. I'll be down tonight.
Okay, I'll be here.
Yeah.
I know, I gotta get to bed.
Yeah, and Kerry's on about coming along as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
There's room for everybody.
Oh, there will be. There will be.
There will be. I don't want to know.
Good night, my love.
Good night, you guys. I love you.
Love you too, babe.
And like I told Mark, we'll be at Mike's mom's if you want to call on Christmas.
Alrighty, sounds good.
If you can afford it.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll see you later, sister mine.
Okay, I love you guys.
We'll be down. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, love. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Pause the tape then.
Felicitations, Johnny. Greetings and felicitations, Russ. Let us get down to business as time is limited.
Oh, we have 45 minutes.
Okay. Questions, please.
Okay.
Yes. Next question.
Okay. Metaconcert.
Yes.
All right. How do soul notes closely affect the metaconcert?
Soul notes, they can and they cannot. It depends on the frequency of the soul notes and the purpose for the metaconcert.
Okay. Give me an example of how they would affect the metaconcert productively.
Productively. In a healing metaconcert, they would be productive. In a coercion metaconcert, the frequency of the notes being in a harmonic range that is harmonious to each other, or the members of the metaconcert, it would have a detrimental effect in that it would drain power from the purpose of a coercive metaconcert.
Okay. What about shielding metaconcert?
Shielding, certainly. A harmonic shielding metaconcert with people of a similar frequency can enhance the metaconcert. However, people that are not harmonically linked with their frequencies can have just as strong, if not stronger, metaconcert if they know how to use the variable frequencies of the different harmonic frequencies of the metaconcert of their personal beings.
Okay. Now, say for example, you have the same group of people and you have three nights, one with healing, one with coercion, one with shielding. Now, would you then switch around the various duties to make those harmonies work for the different purposes?
Correct.
Okay. So give me an example of how, if in a healing you've got one person doing executive and so on,
that would
you would change it around. Okay, right. You would change around the next wave for coercion so that the harmonious soul notes wouldn't affect metaconcert.
You would put the strongest coercer in charge of the final focusing as the executive.
Right.
The same with any other metaconcert. If you have a strong person in that particular ability, it is useful to put them in that position. However, if they are not fully versed on their ability and only know that they have coercion and they are a strong coercer but do not know how to use coercion properly, then it would be silly to put them as the executive. You would therefore put them in the primary or the secondary.
Okay.
And the same with any other function. So it is not always best to have the strongest healer as a healer or the strongest coercer as the executive or the strongest psychokinesis person as the executive. It would not work in that case.
They don't understand it properly.
Correct. It is more important that you have an individual that understands the ability that is being used. For example, you can have a very weak coercer that can have his ability enhanced 100-fold by the metaconcert. Even though he is weak, it becomes 100% enhanced due to the fact of the other people in the metaconcert supplying the energy.
Okay. Now, I assume then that this would be more prevalent between the conductor and the executive.
Correct.
Than the other members of the metaconcert.
Correct. It is handy to have those two individuals being of like minds and like strengths. However, it is also important to have a strong conductor. It is not necessary for him to have any particular ability where he is strong, but be able to channel vast quantities of energy.
Okay, now before we discuss the fact that the conductor has to hold the energy and store it before he sends it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with that much energy being stored, what are the chances of the conductor overloading without channeling it out first, before he channels it out?
He himself can act in an emergency situation as an executive. It is unfocused and untrained energy, and it is just dissipated. It is not common for a conductor to cash in his chips. It does happen from time to time, and that is usually due to inexperience or something going wrong somewhere else in the metaconcept. For example, somebody having a massive heart attack in the primary would cause a flash over, which would flash in both directions, and it would be the function of the conductor to take most of the energy and to take most of the blast of that individual who has just dropped out of the metaconcept, therefore saving the rest of the metaconcept by expending himself.
Okay. Now, one thing about the conductor that I'm not sure on is that in my healing, where I'm working on somebody and I'm draining the power out or their pain sometimes through my root or my grounding,
mm-hmm.
Okay, if the conductor is properly grounded, couldn't he just ground out any excess energy coming through, thereby saving himself also and the metaconcert?
Sometimes it is doesn't quite work that way due to the fact of the sudden energy bloom within him will override everything. Even passing down as a ground, it will scorch a path which will drag him down so that he is laid low. Which means...
Yeah, he's laid up.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to picture a metaconcert using that much energy. And on third dimension, you know, it's tough to imagine. On sixth dimension, I'm sure it's much more prevalent and much more, you have to be much more aware of such things. But on third dimension, you know, it's so rare what we do with that much energy in the first place.
Correct. Correct, but sometimes there is that possibility where you would have 30 or 100 or 200 or 1,000 people together working for a common good. You can have 56,000 people working together in a mental concert, and if they were organized correctly, they would have been able to have picked up the stage and levitated it.
Okay. Now, a lot of what we're discussing about metaconcert concerns future use.
Exactly. Most of it is designed for prosperity, not prosperity.
Posterity.
That will be passed on by people reviewing your tapes or by people that you teach. It will be passed on and passed on and then finally put into practice. You are the scribe. You are the record keeper. You are the librarian.
The communicator.
The communicator. So therefore, even though you have practical experience, which is part of being a librarian, that you now have the knowledge to write it down, having experienced it, it is not necessarily for you to do. But it is for you to understand and to be able to write it down in a format where it would be easy for somebody else to read and go, ah, this is how you do it. Step one, step two, and so on.
You know, there are some kind of computers where they just hear the voice and they write up what they hear.
Correct.
Without somebody having to type it all in.
Yes, I believe Quartum has a couple of those in his antique collection.
Well, I'm going to find one in our newly discovered or invented a while ago, but unpurchased by myself, so that I can just play these tapes and let this stuff just all get written out.
Mm-hmm. I think you might be advisable to look not in your normal computer line. You may look at a more obscure brand that is technologically more advanced, and the others are just catching up with their graphics.
I see.
In fact, you already have part of it present.
What's that? Uh, You mean the graphic on the wall there?
No. Where is my finger pointing?
Toward the wall.
Through the wall.
Through the wall.
Through the next room.
Through the next room to the Amiga. Oh, okay.
We're looking at that. Yes, they are more advanced than most of your computers. They are just catching up. They do have voice-activated computers. That's your Amiga company. They do have a much larger capacity. They do have a much better link with other computers of their kind. But because of certain political and economic intrigues within your country...
You're stuck with IBM.
Correct.
And Microsoft.
Correct.
Okay.
But go outside of that area, that sphere of influence, and what is one of the largest computer companies on your planet?
Amiga.
Correct.
They're all in Europe.
Correct.
So theoretically, then, I've got the hardware. All I need now is the software and maybe the little bit of hardware I need to update that Amiga to make this tape collection into a written verbiage. Of course, some of them are going to be heavily censored. I don't know how the computer is going to go,
I do not know either. You'd have to talk to our resident antique computer specialist. However, he is not available at this time.
No problem. Okay, now then, back to MetaConcert real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember us discussing our party that we're to hold for those.
Oh, yes.
Right. Now, I'm starting to put together this party is designed to make participants feel closer in tune.
Correct. It's just more of a relaxing situation. There may be or may not be a channeling session. That is irrelevant. What is relevant is the fact that these individuals will get together. If they smoke, they will exchange cigarettes. They will laugh. They will joke. They will enjoy alcoholic adult beverages. They may... Before make fools of themselves, but they will be getting to know each other.
Okay. Now, you're aware of the person down here called Marcia.
I have had occasion to have information on her past to me.
Okay. She is going to be part of a future channeling session, apparently, I found out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, specifically, she might lend a hand in this MetaConcert that we're working on.
Correct.
As an energy source.
Correct.
And so we'll get to know her better with the party. So yes. It's kind of handy we haven't had it yet.
Correct. But I don't think she will be able to attend until, I believe, if Kiri is saying correctly, until after your ski season is over, due to the fact of her shift.
Right. Well, maybe we'll schedule for a day off. We can get the scheduling down.
Yes.
See what happens. Okay. Okay. That's
question,
it for me.
Johnny. Do you have any for me?
No, mine's kind of blank right now.
Okay. As Russ was taking up most of the opportunity for you to discuss and not nodding in your direction either to see if you had any questions. To quote Kara, hold out your wrist, get your two fingers and go, naughty Russ.
Bad boy. Bad Russ.
But what is the ideal number of people for a MetaConcert? Is there an ideal number?
No, there is no ideal number, but preferably 5 and above.
So does the more people that participate, does it generate more energy?
Correct. By having, let us say, 5 people, you have minimum number. You have your primary. Number one primary, number two primary. Sorry, secondary. You have your number one secondary and your number two secondary. You have your primary, you have your conductor, and your executive. 5 is the bare minimum. You can practice with less. You can practice the conductor and the executive mode, but it is really necessary to have 5 people. 6 people... That is good because you would bring up one of the experienced secondaries to a primary role so that the primary, instead of having 2, has 1 each. If you have, let us say, a 10, then you would split up between the secondaries and the primaries so that it would be a roughly even number. And then you would save two people for the conductor and the executive role.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. I'll see you guys shortly.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I'm not waiting.
It's a team effort, actually. Oh, dear. What have we done to ourselves, Johnny?
Oh, I think it caught the flu.
Yes. Tia did give you a medical Durandatin remedy, did she not?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try it tomorrow.
We suggest that you fight for life, actually.
Okay.
Okay. Secondly, you've been holding the protein down that you had earlier on, correct?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't able to eat very much, though.
But you ate something.
I ate a little bit, and I'm going to try and eat some more.
Okay, that is good. Okay, we were going to come over and channel some energy through you, but I don't think it is necessary. However, you do have, on your aura, there is a little dark spot down here, which was probably due to the fact of the vomiting and, what does Mark call it? Hold on, must we check? Coming out of both ends.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had any diarrhea yet.
What was that?
Door.
That was the door.
Cat just
let a cat in.
Okay. So do you have questions for me? Okay, not at this time. Russ.
Yeah, couple hundred.
I wish she wouldn't make Mark's body do things like that.
It's good on you, though.
It probably would look good on me.
First off, what is it that you're not telling me concerning Carrie? And what is the big hush-hush here that we need to get possibly into or not into, depending on the circumstances?
Next question, please. This is neither the time to sit down all the place to sit down and discuss it.
Okay. How about her abductions?
Again, this is not the time or the place. First of all, I would like to give her a physical exam, preferably in person, but if not, we will blindfold Carrie and we will use the host body to do the physical exam.
Okay. Okay.
Blindfold her due to the fact that she would feel uncomfortable having a male body give her the physical exam.
Right. Oh, I have to go to the wedding after all. Get that one done. That'll be quite a wedding present.
Yes, a total physical exam.
Okay, well,
the reason why we won't discuss Carrie at this time is because of that. So we will not discuss the problems of the abduction or her physical conditions.
Okay.
Because it's being recorded?
Correct.
Oh.
And somebody does have a way of keeping track of time and does know when things are missing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, future reference.
Besides, Tier is informing me that he is at 45%.
Okay. Well, what do you got for me, Ben?
Well, what I've got for you, I can't give you in this physical form. But on the other hand, let me see. Well, we've got Dad coming next week.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little bit of a party. Just our half of the family.
Okay.
The other half isn't invited because this is a eldest daughter thing.
Oh.
Big sister puts her foot down and says no to her little sister.
Oh, temper tantrum. Should be fun to watch.
No, I do not have temper tantrum.
No,
it is
not you, period.
Okay. Any more questions?
Yeah, why do you have so much patience with these people?
When you 70 or 80 years plus or 70 years plus, I stopped counting, you will learn patience too.
I'm sure I will. I'll probably have patience with myself that is now then at that point.
Mm-hmm. That is the first rule to learning patience, is having patience with yourself, with the failings of your body. You've got to understand that you are not Superman. You are limited by this flesh and bone, this cartilage, this calcium, this iron, this potassium, all the chemicals that are in here and in here is what limits you. You cannot dive underwater and hold your breath for half an hour. You cannot fly through the air for 100 miles, not unless you wish to get burned to a cinder or frozen. You cannot walk outside in conditions of minus 150 without feeling cold and freezing.
Can you do all that stuff?
No. I wish I could, but I can't.
That is well, thank you,
not in this form. I've got many, many, many lifetimes before I will be able to do any of those things.
Hi, dear.
Hello! Greetings! Pow! Pow! Is he hiding?
He's just playing.
That's not a good fun little bet me and Kiri got on.
Yes, you guys do bet a lot against each other, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think it'll be a fun challenge for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she hasn't seen the intermediate course yet.
No.
Makes the Centauri course look like novice time.
You haven't seen the full holograms.
No, I haven't.
You haven't skied up in a hologram, though. I have. And boy, my heart was pounding, and that was just looking down the course.
Yeah,
that's
true. So you guys don't ski on snow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we just have holograms of the course.
Oh, okay. So it's just like a flight simulator?
Yeah.
Would that be comparable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be comparable. It's a simulator of the course that we will be competing on in late March.
I understand that.
Uh-huh. That's nice that Sister Mine called.
Yeah, it was a fun little conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she seems to be in good spirit.
Yeah. We almost got reprimanded.
Why?
Well, when I was talking to her and I kept on getting prodded, it was where I was getting prodded.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wasn't looking where she was prodding.
She was looking where she was prodding and making comments in my ear, wishing that it was Kerry.
Oh.
Which is just as well that she took it for a spin because it gave me a chance to rearrange my panties.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ah. Uh-huh. Ooh la, ooh la, bing bong, bing bang, boo. This one needs cleaning.
The new one about?
Yeah.
we'll put the words on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you use, like grass color? Yeah.
What's this?
It's an ashtray.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a Polish ashtray.
It's disguised as a peanut can. And
it looks like a peanut can, but it's actually an ashtray.
Terrible, disgusting, ucky habit.
What's that, peanuts?
No, smoking. Yeah, but if you're peanuts, you've got to go and see a doctor. Actually, if you're peanuts, I suppose you could make a lot of money.
You're probably right.
Uh-huh. Next week, it's a free week. We will be channeling from the channeling room.
Okay.
And as for the party, let us go for it in the new year. And let's get everybody together. Send out official invites. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah, I can do it off my computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's easy.
Probably leave it open for a channeling session, but not totally open, if you know what I mean. Is there anybody else? And Kerry and Michael.
Oh, really? What, over a phone call?
But address it as special, even though that you will not be here in person, we know you'll be here in spirit.
Okay. I shall do so.
Mm-hmm.
She has raised numerous questions, which I shall have lots of fun trying to discover.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, for example, why is some folks taking such an interest in somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And why the same folks take such interest in us? Second answer is much easier to answer than the first.
Okay, what is the answer to the second one?
Because of the fact that Mark and my association with you guys up on Hades Base makes us an obvious candidate for surveillance.
Mm-hmm. You're also cutting somebody out that needs to be included.
Why? But Rob. Oh, Johnny?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Johnny realizes it, but now that he's been introduced to us in the channeling sessions and all that goes on, he has now become a target also for surveillance and abduction.
Okay. Now, Tia, Carrie's health problems would be...
No, that's right. Yes.
Again, I've just been boiling on this all night.
Yes, I know. I know. Poor Kerry. But what we might do is she has a video player, does she?
Yeah.
What we could do is you and Mark could rent a video recorder.
Right.
And at the party, we would video record everything.
Oh, that'll really make everybody loosen up, won't it? I don't think so. Bad idea.
It's for Kerry.
I know it's for Kerry. Well, in that case, let's just hook up a VCR feed right through the computer on a fax mode to her, and she can watch us on the computer, and we can talk to her via...
I've got a better idea. Channeling session. We'll get one in there and so that she could be in here when she calls, right? And we can record it with the video camera. And then mail it to her. And we can have, let me see.
That's what you do. I need to get somebody in a challenge session to get PCR equipment.
Yeah, what we can do is we could put the video recorder above the telephone, right? And put a pair of boots and a pair of jeans and stuff them, right? So you put it's like the telephone, you know, her voice is coming from the telephone. And it's her there as her eyes to the camera. And the trousers represent her legs with the boots.
Oh, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Would you like a Kieran's new race outfit.
I see, yeah.
You might be able to pick it up on the computer net, the racing.
Okay.
Yeah. But don't look at me when I'm skiing.
Oh, make a point of it.
Mm-hmm. Skip over that. Better tell you what is spectacular.
Oh,
is
slow motion.
Is the crash. Kiri's crash for the Super G.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Can't you get video equipment from the guy who works next door yet? Can he give you some kind of break?
Doesn't have any recorders. I mean, the cameras.
Oh, I see.
He rents VCRs.
Right. I wasn't sure.
But no cameras.
Yeah.
The whole of the matter.
Yes, he's pretty good about cutting, breaks.
Oh, that's what I thought. Cameras. No, I got to work on that part. That'd be a lot easier just video recording stuff.
Is his tail got enlarged?
Not that I've noticed. It's been broken a few times.
And I thought it fluffed up. But we're playing, aren't we, huh?
Yeah, it could have been from the static electricity, too.
Yeah, it's possible, because he is popping the snake. You ready for round two, buddy boy? I'll have a cup of tea, please.